And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
My next guest is a true rock and roll legend. He's a founding member of the band Traffic. He was a solo artist, and he's an active philanthropist for music to children. We're going to review his career and catch up with on what he's doing now. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to call us, you can always call us at 639-0008 to ask a question of my next guest. Dave Mason is a musician, a singer, songwriter, and a guitarist from Worcester, England, originally. Dave's first found fame with the rock band Traffic as a founding member of the group. In his long career, Dave has played and recorded with many of the era's most notable musicians, including Jimi Hendrix, Delaney Bramlett, Michael Jackson, the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, George Harrison, Fleetwood Mac, and Cass Elliott. Dave is best known for his song Feeling All Right, recorded by Traffic in 1968 and covered by dozens of other artists. Later, Dave is known for the song We Just Disagree, a 1977 solo hit, written by Jim Kruger. He's an active philanthropist. He's a proponent of music education for children. In 2005, he signed on as an official supporter of Little Kids Rock, a nonprofit organization that provides free musical instruments and lessons to children in the public schools. Hi, Dave. How are you today?
Hey, Billy. How are you?
Wonderful, and thank you so much for being my special guest today.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't have been there in person this morning. I tried, but got hung up getting out of town. I was sitting in traffic for about 10 minutes.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
Quite all right. I mean, we're glad to have you any way that we can have you on the show.
So, all right. Well, thank you.
And I just want to dive right into it and start, if we can, back at the beginning, and then we'll move forward to your more current stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship with the band Traffic was tumultuous, even as a founding member. What was it like being part of a mega group in the 1960s?
Traffic was pretty, when we started, was obviously pretty well-known in Europe and England because Steve Winwood from the Spencer Davis Group.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I was 18 years old, so, you know, what do you know when you're 18? You think you know everything, of course. But and we did, you know, so eventually, you know, we kind of all hung out for a while, for about a year before the band happened, because we all didn't live really that far away from each other. Worcester was about 25 miles from Birmingham, which is where Steve Winwood was.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm.
So, it sort of evolved out of more of just four guys hanging out than anything else. And then we did the first Traffic album, and that was back in the days. That was back when the singles were not on albums. They were separate.
Right.
And so they put the first album out, and their biggest hit was my song, which was the first song I ever wrote, which was a song called Hole in My Shoe, which was a number two record in England.
Right.
And then at that point, actually, the thing was, is I was so young, and the rise to sort of prominence or hit band or however you want to say it, just sort of, I was still a little too young to handle all that. And so I actually left after the first album. It
mm-hmm.
wasn't really because of anything between the band. It was just, I just couldn't deal with it. So I actually left after the first album. And I did some other projects and stuff. I got to know Hendrix. I produced an album for a band called Family, called Music in the Doll's House.
Oh.
And basically went along until we all kind of, and in that time I'd done some other little things and gone off, and in that time I had written five songs, actually, and one of them was Feeling All Right, and they were doing the second album in New York, and they only had five songs, and I said, well, I got five songs here, so we got back together for that second Traffic album.
And Feeling All Right has become sort of an anthem and certainly one of the better-known songs that you have produced. We're talking to
Dave. Joe Cocker certainly made it.
Well, Joe Cocker took it to a different level, and it's been covered by other artists as well. But
there are about 50 cover versions of
it. It is your song, after all, in the beginning. We're talking to legendary rocker Dave Mason. Dave, let me just review your musical anthology. You mentioned Feeling All Right, which was a mega hit. Only You Know and I Know, We Just Disagree from 1977. right. Let It Go, Let It Flow, Show Me Some Affection, Every Woman. I mean, the list is extensive. So, and you even did and covered All Along the Watchtower, which is a Bob Dylan song that Hendrix also covered.
Yeah, which I played on.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that. So you played on the Hendrix version of that.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, but your music is dynamic. And looking back over your career, what was the time in your career when you were the most prolific, would you say?
Prolific?
Yeah,
well,
prolific.
Well, actually, you know something? I have... I've never... If I look around a lot of other writers, I've never really been that prolific. I just sort of... It's not like I'm always writing. A lot of the times that I was writing... Obviously, in the early days when I was younger... It's all part and parcel of sort of finding out who you are. So I probably was more driven to write back then. But mostly I would write a lot when it was time to do a new album. So a lot of it was done for a project.
So it was event-based, as it were. Did you have a muse?
Yeah, more so, I guess, for me, yes.
Okay. All right. I get it. That makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm going to ask a hard question, Dave, and I know this is difficult because it's like asking a father to choose which of his children is the favorite child, but which of your songs really stands out in your mind as being the quintessential Dave Mason song?
Oh, God. Well, see, that's a hard question because they're all my babies. I can't.
You can't decide. All right. I knew it was a tough question when I asked it,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, you can't. I can't pick any one out at all. It's just, I mean, obviously there are songs that stand out, obviously more than others. But, you know, but I mean, either on a success basis or you know, something that over time that's lasted a long time.
So,
But for me personally. If it's on a record, I like it.
All right. Well, that makes sense, and we can just leave it there. I found it interesting, not only in doing the research, but I've been a fan for a long time, have many of your albums. But
yes.
Reviewing, getting ready for this interview, it touched me how instrumental you were in the 70s, not only as a musician, but I think as a reflection of the time. So the question to you is this. Did your music reflect the 1960s, the late 60s, and the early 70s, or did you help to shape the late 60s and the early 70s with some of your songs?
Well, here's how I can answer that. Is I have never... When I write a song, especially the way I tackle it, though it doesn't always come off, is I've always purposely written songs that cannot be pegged to a time. I've always tried to write songs that are timeless and about things that are timeless, usually about relationships or things like that. So in terms of I don't really have a perception about that. It's just my approach to writing is to write something that's timeless and not be dated.
And not be dated. Okay, that does make some sense. We're talking to Dave Mason, rock and roll legend. So, Dave, bring us up to date. What are you doing now? You know, are you touring? What's going on in your life, both
I'm
musically and professional?
This year will be 50 years I've been doing this.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a major milestone.
Still waiting for the gold watch.
Over time, I think you could probably have bought your own gold watch, I'm guessing. Well, good for you. 50 years is a good long time. Now, you're going out on tour this summer. Are there any venues here locally that you're going to be playing in Ventura or Santa Barbara counties?
There aren't, actually.
Oh, you're shunning us, Dave. That's terrible.
Well, I've found that there's I think for some reason that I'm not a big call for Dave around this area or Santa Barbara. So, no, I don't have anything planned.
Oh, well, that's too bad. We're going to have to get the Dave Mason Fan Club reactivated here Ventura County for sure. Now, it's come to my attention you actually are doing an event in September.
Well, no, I was going to say there is an event. I get mixed up with the dates here. It's either September 10th or the 23rd. think it's the 10th. But there's, I've been doing Michael Bolton's charities for about 6 years as a guest, and it evolved into actually coming out here last year at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa. So, yes, the second annual event is going on this year again. I think it's either the 10th or the 23rd of September. I get mixed up in these 2 days.
Well,
I don't have it in front of me, but it is right on my website, which is DaveMasonMusic.com. So there's a lot of information on there. But, yeah, so Michael's charity basically supports abused women. I know you mentioned earlier about the
little children.
Kids for Rock,
right.
Stuff. I am on the board of it, though I have to be perfectly honest with you, and I do support it, but I don't really have a lot of active involvement in it. What I do have is a charity that I started with a couple of friends 4 years ago that is called Work Vessels for Veterans, and which I'm probably most proud of anything that I've done so far, because what we actually do is we help people transitioning out of the service, and we help them. We actually help them start a business.
Wow!
And we started about 4 years ago. We have about 60 people. We've helped start businesses from a blueberry farm in Jacksonville to a office cleaning service in St. Louis to boats. We've passed through trucks, and vehicles, and tools, and a lot of stuff. And in turn, they hire other vets and. When the business becomes profitable, they give a little portion back to the charity so that we can keep playing it forward to help the other vets. I mean, there is somewhere in the region of about 35% unemployment in the vets.
Mm-hmm.
So that is probably the charity that I feel most strongly about. There is actually a site for that. There is one on my site that links with it, of course, but. WVFV.net is our site if anybody is interested and would like to take a look at it. And actually, Work Vessels is part of Michael's charity this year, along with another charity called Yoga Blue, which is local,
uh-huh.
which helps recovering addicts through yoga.
Interesting. So Yoga Blue, the Work Vessels for Veterans,
right.
and Michael Bolton's
charity.
For Abused Women are all rolled into this event
we've sort of joined forces here. I mean, there is a sort of, with Work Vessels, I was looking at kind of, I don't know quite how that fits together. But, of course, you know, there's of course, a lot of people coming back from action that have some, they all come back with some form of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Sure.
No matter what.
Sure.
And that in turn, you know, can create problems within families and stuff like that. So there is a link in there, you know. And again, we're all very devoted to what we do here for those transitioning back into civilian life here.
Well, I'm talking to Dave Mason, rocker and musician. And Dave, I got to ask the question, how did you become interested in Work Vessels for Veterans? Because that doesn't seem like something that would naturally spring from your music career and everything else.
Well, you know, it's my feeling about that. You know, as I had, I played a Toys for Tots show in Atlanta, probably around 1976, 77. And, you know, of course, that's for the Marines.
Yes.
And so I was standing on the side of the stage waiting to go on stage. And this isn't the reason why, but I'll give you a little example. And I was standing there, and this Marine came up to me. He said, you know, he said, I got to tell you something. He said, me and a buddy were stuck in a foxhole for 3 days in Vietnam. And the only reason we didn't go absolutely crazy is because we had two tapes with us. One was Jimi Hendrix. And one was yours.
Wow.
So, man, just get up there and make the music, and I'll be here to defend your right to do it. So that's, you know, that's an example of a little story. But
great story. What a wonderful story. We have been talking to Dave Mason, rock musician, philanthropist, you know, local resident, and just a nice guy. Dave, if people do want to learn more about your charities, Work Vessels for Veterans, or if they want to learn about where you're going to be playing in September at the Ojai Valley Inn,
yes.
Where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I've been developing a new website, and DaveMasonMusic.com will also direct you to what we're doing for the vets. It also has the golf tournament stuff on there, and plus, at this point in my career and the way the business is and everything else, all my music will be available from that website. It's all downloadable.
Oh, wow. Great. So you can download any of Dave Mason's songs, whether it's Feeling All Right, Only You Know and I Know, We Just Disagree, all available?
Well, we don't have all of them up there because a lot of them I'm kind of redoing.
Ah.
But I've only had it done for about a couple of months. But there's a small cachet of stuff in there. There's new stuff. There's a great new version of I rewrote Dear Mr. Fantasy in a slightly different form. It turned out really well.
Oh, I can't wait.
But there are about, I don't know, there's probably about 15 or so songs right now that are up there. Some of them are old. Some of them are new. And we'll just keep adding to it and adding to it as we go here.
And that website is DaveMasonMusic.com. Dave, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Take care.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.